Hi, this is Andrew Latta. Welcome to another edition of Sadistically Speaking. This is episode 38. They're called talking heads and not thinking heads for a reason. So it's been a while. Since I recorded a podcast. I've been feeling a bit under the weather, as they say. Why do they say that? Anyways, I had my second COVID vaccine shot and bam, I went through all the damn symptoms of the disease that I went through that I contracted it last year. Fun. On the bright side, of course, now that I'm fully vaccinated, I can walk into a grocery store without a mask, which I did, and I have to admit that it felt like walking to the store in just my underwear. And I mean that in a good way. So I actually have a backlog of podcast ideas that I have to record, and I hope to plow through those quickly so that we can regain some sanity. It's just not good to hold so much rant inside. So those will be coming. There'll be new content, but I had to sit down and get a short rant in, blow off a little steam from my experience watching the old tele last night. So I decided to turn on The Five on Fox because, I get turned on watching bimbos discuss news items. And last night, I was happy to see that all the five discussants on the show had returned to the studio together for the first time this year. Hurrah, this is exciting. It always struck me that it was weird that it took so long for them to come back and stop filming the show as a Zoom meeting. After all, Fox, as a network, and the members of The Five have been quite vocal about the silly mask and safety restrictions continuing even for people who are vaccinated. I mean, they played over and over gleefully the Rand Paul making fun of Fauci for showing up to congressional meetings with double masks, even though everybody in the room is vaccinated. And everyone on The Five claimed to be vaccinated, so why weren't they showing up for work? And the ghost of Roger Ailes must have been spinning in hell. After all, the point of The Five is so that you can see the gams on them girly reporters. That was my Roger Ailes impression. Anyway, they're all back in the studio to discuss what Biden did that day to destroy the country. And they were all sitting there in chairs, faced away from each other, that were at least 10 to 12 feet apart. What the fuck? They weren't having conversations as much as yelling across the open expanse at each other. And why? This isn't following the science. An article came out in April from MIT scientists Besant and Bush, where they demonstrated through modeling that your infection risk was the same if you were 6 feet away from people or 60 feet away from people. Because social distancing wasn't the predictor, the main predictor of risk was time spent in shared spaces. This means it would have been better for the show, instead of spreading everybody apart, to cut the running time in half. And come to think of it, it would have been better for all of us to cut the show in half. And I know they know about the MIT study at Fox. I saw them report on it so they could flog the dwarf King Fauci and his proclamations. So what's all the theater for, Fox? And by the way, did I also mention the study and all these risk factors have to do with fact? If you're not vaccinated, you can still get the disease. But they're all vaccinated. So I started to wonder, if Fox was doing this display of uber social distancing, what must they be doing on CNN? Do they have Wolf Blitzer in some kind of John Travolta boy in the plastic bubble containment? Look it up, kids. So I switch over to CNN, and there's Jake Tapper talking to some male reporter about how Trump is still the center of all the evil in the world or something. And they're sitting across from each other at a desk, facing each other, and they can't be 3 feet apart. This is the world's thinnest desk. I mean, they're so close. It would have been uncomfortable even pre-pandemic. At one point, I thought they might start making out. What the hell is going on? Are they actually trying to make some point at CNN by putting them so close to each other? I mean, Tapper doesn't look like he has the best breath, so I'm sure this wasn't the reporter guy's call. At this point, I was angry, confused, lonely, obsequious, all the feels. So I decided I would get away from the news and watch some basketball, given the NBA playoffs are on. And it was joyous to see the stadium full of cheering fans, high-fiving, screaming obscenities. I was in my happy place until the new normal, that is insanity, reared its ugly network head. So at some point, they cut to a sideline reporter to get an interview with a player, and the fucking reporter is wearing a mask and yelling his questions from over 12 feet away.
LeBron, the president of Sonic is going to put in front of me.
What is this show for? The players are all vaccinated. If the reporter's not vaccinated, get a different one. Your job's to ask questions. If you have to be wearing a mask and standing far away, you need to get a different reporter. And if this fucker is vaccinated, then take off the damn mask and move closer. I mean, sideline reporters are already useless. You don't have to be a douche as well. Anyway, then in the middle of the game, there was a questionable call, so the commentators decide they need to get an explanation from their referee for hire, who's sitting in an office in a studio by himself, ready to be called to duty. They cut to him, and apparently he wasn't quite ready because he has no mask on, and he quickly rushes to pull up his mask for the camera. Are you fucking serious? Were you worried that you might infect us through the TV screen? Or are you just so unsure of your answer that you want to make sure that it was muffled by material in front of your mouth? Who the hell is making these clearly moronic decisions? Do they really believe there are NBA fans who say, yeah, I can't watch the NBA anymore. It's too dangerous. I saw they had a sideline reporter who was maskless. I am sure talking to him is a greater infection risk for the players than spending 3 hours in a stadium full of screaming fans while banging their half-naked bodies against other men all night. Damn, that got a little steamy at the end. I think I'll go daydream about snuggling up to Jake Tapper. Pass the tequila.
Out!